The push and pull over the proposed four-mile-long mine got pulled this week. GTAC manager Matt Fifield says they want legislation from Madison before they move forward on the $1.5 billion operation.
We're in a holding pattern, would be the way that I would put it. Our interest in the project hasn't diminished in the least.
The mine would be in Democratic State Senator Bob Jouk's district. He says he understands that GTAC wants a streamlined bill to get a mining permit, but the proposed bill that was pulled twice in the past 2 months needs work.
All we have is a bill written by the company, which was rejected almost by everyone across the state as an irresponsible, environmentally reckless piece of legislation.
Fifield says they need legislation that has a specific timeline for environmental assessment before they invest $20 to $30 million. That's the amount GTAC expects to spend in preparation over the next 3 years.
Senator Jouk is entitled to his own opinions, but we have to end up spending the money to do that. So under the existing law, there is no confidence that if we went out and gathered the data, that you'd be able to use it in a permit application. That's a considerable obstacle to overcome.
If the mine is built, GTAC says it would create 700 mining jobs and 2,100 spinoff jobs. Critics fear it would pollute the watershed draining into Lake Superior. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.